Centuries ago, a mason was accused of murder. Although evidence was scarce, the suspicion alone was enough for the judge to sentence him to death. Before the executioner arrived, the mason was kept in a cell in complete darkness. In despair, he spent his days absentmindedly drawing lines on the dirt floor. The figures marked the times he would wake up for scarce meals of stale bread and water in a tin pitcher. He would fall asleep and then wake up for no apparent reason. He divided circles into two, then each half into two, thus making quarters. He would divide them further into eighths and sixteenths, as he would pieces of cake. Over the long weeks of imprisonment, his fingers, free from the heavy toil of masonry work, became extraordinarily slender and gentle. He could feel his lines in the dark with ease. When they finally came for him with torches and the executioner to hang him, they saw an intricate rosette on the floor. Stunned by its magnificence, they said, "He must be a good man, for a murderer could not draw such beautiful figures." They set him free, and his drawing was used as a template for the rosette you can now see on the church gable.